Unit 15. A letter from a friend. Section A. Dialogue.
I had a letter from Jack today.
I didn't know you kept in touch with him. Is he enjoying his new job?
Well, it sounds like he's fallen on his feet again. He says he gets more money and has more of a free hand where he's working now.
He was blowing his own horn about the good job he had in the bag before he left our company, but of course I took it with a grain of salt.
Jack was always restless when he was here. It was always in the cards that he'd move on to another job. To him, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. In fact, reading between the lines, the letter gives the impression that he wants to move on again to another job soon.
Section D. Substitution Exercise. Did I tell you I was thinking of moving on?
Oh, why? I got the impression you were happy here.
That's true, but I've had a good job offer from Micron Inc. It's almost in the bag. The CEO's very optimistic about Micron's future.
I'd take it with a grain of salt if I were you. I know him personally, and he blows his own horn a lot. Reading between the lines, Micron isn't doing as well as he claims, and I don't think you'd be happier there than here. You know what they say, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Seriously, you ought to stay with this firm. It's in the cards that you'll be promoted sooner or later.
Yes, but when? It's... Whose beeper is that, yours?
Yes. It helps me keep in touch with the head office. I'll call them back later. What were you saying?
You see, that's what I mean. You have a free hand in your job, but I don't. I'm definitely quitting.
Well, even if you do, don't go to Micron. I doubt if you'd fall on your feet there.
Time out. Raise eyebrows. One of the most interesting studies in the late 20th century is that of body language, the meaning of certain gestures or mannerisms unconsciously affected by people. The idiom, to raise eyebrows, is related to body language. When people express mild surprise or disapproval of something, they often raise their eyebrows. And this idiom means to do something which causes mild surprise or mild disapproval in others. In the picture, Trevor is phoning his girlfriend from the office. Oblivious to his fellow workers, he is talking to her using terms of great affection. Honey pie, darling, honey lamb, sweetie. His voice is low, but not so low that people cannot hear what he's saying. It's not the sort of thing you should do in a crowded office. That's why Trevor's phone conversation is raising a lot of eyebrows.